collards, cabbage and collards. And of course we have turnips and mustard, they're green, you see, but you know, turnips, is, you can eat the roots of that. That grows on the ground. It, well, it grows kind of on top of the ground. Round and like, and you can eat the greens of it too. And there's lettuce. You can grow that.
How does that grow? It comes in.
Well, it it grows kind of like a cabbage does, kind of heads like, makes a round head, sort of like cabbage green does.
If you wanted to buy some, you'd ask for maybe three.
Well, if you, you'd have to call for lettuce, you see.
You'd ask for three?
Yeah, it, and when you buy it out of your store, sometimes the outside leaves, it's been there too long, you see, you peel that off. It, it's just like a cabbage. You buy these cabbage heads in there, you have to peel the outside part of them off.
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like if someone had five children, to say he had five heads of children?
Yeah, five heads of children.
How does that sound?
Well, it it didn't sound too good for, say, heads of children. For heads of things, that's more like cattle or hogs, you see, and you call it heads.
What if someone had about 14 children? You say he really had a...
Large family of children.
Did you ever say a passel?
Well, I've heard that too, but a passel of children. But it sounded more convenient for a family of children and it did passel of children.
The outside of the corn is called the...
Shuck.
And the stringy stuff.
Is which?
The stringy stuff on it.
The grains.
Or that you... The strings that grow on
it. Oh, that's the silk. The silk on it. The, you have the cob, the grain, the silk, and the shuck.
What grows at the top of the corn stalk?
A tassel.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
That's roast ears.
Is that a particular kind of corn or just...
Well, no. You can eat it out of a field corn or a sweet corn. Of course, there's a different kind of field corn. And there's one kind of corn. Of course, when it's in roast ears, it's all soft enough to eat. But there's one kind of called prolific. There's two different kinds of prolific. One, the Georgia prolific, it's a yellow kind of a corn. It, it makes good fresh corn to eat. And there's Hasten prolific, it's a white corn. And when it gets dry, it's hard. A horse that hasn't got good teeth can't eat it. And it hasn't got the oil in it at the other, the Georgia prolific. It hadn't got, I mean, the Hasten prolific, it hadn't got the flavor in as much oil and all the good flavor as the Georgia prolific is. And then there's a shoe peg corn. It's a yellow corn, a long grain corn. It has a little hook on the end there, sort of like the end of your fingernail. That give up to be the best corn there is. That's the kind of corn that I have here. And then they have a yellow dent corn. It's a yellow corn, but it, not say a rich kind of a corn. And then they have Red Cob Rogers corn. It's something like equal to the shoe peg corn. And that's about all the kind of corn, I believe. Well, no, they ain't. There's another kind of corn. There's a red kind of a corn. Oh, I don't know what they call it, just a red corn, red field corn. The grains is red. And then they used to have a corn, it's different colored grains. Some of them's red and some of them blue and some of them yellow. That's what they call a strawberry corn.